Portland woman describes horrifying encounter with homeless intruder in her house. Taking a nap in her 10-year-old's bedroom, on the bed with laundry, after she just let herself in the front door, as you do in Portland. I mean, you're looking for a nice, comfy place to go? I'd say she found it. This is a crazy video captured on Ring. Let's take a look. Let's jump on in. That is some crazy footage. So last night, I'm watching this story, and I'm like, I watched a lot of news stories just yesterday in the course of what I do, filtering through all the stories you guys send me, filtering through the day's goings on. And I had seen this title come through, and I was like, I'll look later. And so last night I got home and I was doing some work. I was signing some real estate document thing, you know, as a managing broker does. And I'm watching this video going, oh my word, this is nutty. Yeah. So a homeless lady just lets herself through the front door, just nonchalantly, while this annoying little yip yippy dog is barking. At first, I thought it was the big black dog was barking at the homeless lady. No, it's the little yippy dog doing its job. The other dog just goes up and licks her, and she's like, hey, you're new here. Maybe you'll have a treat for me. The woman crashes out on the bed, and the wife walks in, and you've seen the video, but it's just, she immediately assumes it's her husband. Oh my gosh, Justin, what are you doing taking a nap on the, you know, because she can't quite process what the deal is. And then you see her hesitate for that split second. And she's talking with somebody on her headset, I think, or earphones or whatever. And she's like, Gail, we need some help. We've got a homeless man. She hadn't realized at this point in time that it was a homeless woman because she couldn't really see over the pile of laundry what was going on. And then the homeless lady picks up an ottoman, I think it was. I mean, I can't be super light. She just kind of picks it up and, you know, tosses it at the mom in the doorway, something like that. You can't see, it's out of camera. And then there's camera footage of her leaving. You obviously saw. It's just, what in the world is going on? Is this channel going to turn into Dunk on Portland? It might, right? It might. It feels that way. I have relatives that would just literally roll over in their grave because they're from Portland and spent a lot of time in Portland. And the situation going on there is wild. This looks like a very normal family. Got a 10-year-old kid, got a little baby. I've seen the baby in other videos. The mom is just your standard suburban, whatever. Maybe she works at home, has the kids, don't know. Got a husband, 10-year-old kid doing laundry. And the the big question everybody had, well, how'd that lady just get in the house? She was having contractors do work, right? She's having contractors do work. As you do, you don't, you know, have contractors knock every time they need to come into the house. You got stuff coming in and out. Well, you know, maybe you need to revise that rule if you're living near a homeless encampment in Portland. Yeah, you're going to have to knock and identify yourself every time you come to the door. Just phenomenal. All right, let's jump on in. Portland woman describes horrifying encounter with homeless intruder. Evidence of Portland's mental health and homeless crisis is seen throughout the city, but one local woman says more needs to be done after witnessing a homeless person come inside her home and fall asleep in her child's bed. Now, this woman is clearly in crisis. If you could fall asleep with that yippy dog barking, that's how you know you're just, she's out there. She is in somebody else's home, right? She's just walking in somebody else's home. And when we get through this article, you'll find out this wasn't her first, foray into the neighborhood where she probably won't be welcomed. Kelsey Smith described the encounter as horrifying after finding a stranger curled up in her 10-year-old's bed on Tuesday. Could you imagine? How about if your 10-year-old kid goes up to his room and he's like, hey, mom, dad, who's in my bed? It gives new meaning to the Goldilocks thing, right? Smith says she was on her back deck when her dog started to go crazy, and they did. They went crazy the minute this woman came in. She told Coin 6 News that she ignored them for a minute because no one rang the bell. All right. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. But that's because the intruder walked right into the house, which you can see on the footage. Smith said she initially decided to investigate because she thought maybe dog saw a mouse. Okay. Yeah. A little bigger than a mouse here, right? When I got close enough, I saw it was a body and I thought it was my husband. Does her husband just routinely take naps alongside the laundry in the 10-year-old's bed? She couldn't compute, right? Let's be reasonable. She just couldn't quite compute who in the F is in little Johnny's bed. When I got close enough, I saw it was a body and I thought it was my husband, she said. Smith even calls his name before realizing the person in the bed is not her husband, but a barefoot intruder. Smith says the homeless woman then picked up an ottoman and chucked it at her before running away. Yeah. This lady needs help. She needs help. The crazy part of this is she was soon released after. She was released after. She was charged with trespassing and a couple other things. I mean, if this lady's walking into random houses, do you really think she's going to show up to a court date? She needs to be getting some, is she off her meds? We don't know. She's just, her clothing was fairly new, but that's not really saying anything. Donated clothes all day long, steal the clothes, who knows? So we don't really know. While she tells Coin 6 that the home invader was later picked up by police, Smith says her home was only the second of three to be hit by the suspect that day. This is where she starts in the neighborhood. This is welcome to the neighborhood. Here, I'm going to mark my territory. She started by going up to my neighbor two houses down and urinating on their porch. That's a solid move. I mean, you got to go. I get that. But probably, yeah, maybe do it down the side yard. Maybe do it on the lawn like dogs do. But this woman, clearly in crisis, just out of her mind. And then she came directly over to my house, came in, crawled up onto the bed, and then that whole thing happened. They actually found her 5 minutes later around the corner trying to break into somebody else's house. So what happens the next time she breaks into somebody else's house and they have a gun, Smith said. I mean, she got lucky. She broke into a, mom house and the mom is doing chores. She's on the back deck. She's just trying to run a household like normal. And then you got some crazy, literally a crazy person taking a nap in your kid's bed. As a lifelong Portland resident, Smith says she feels more needs to be done to help address the city's mental health and homeless crisis. Do you think? I mean, this feels literally like things are really kind of working their way out of control here. They've been out of control for a while, but the level of stories coming out of Portland right now, I mean, it is, I pass up so much good stuff and I probably should record it, but it just feels like, you know, dunk on Portland. Is that what this channel is going to come to? Dunk on Portland. Because it's so dunkable at the moment. So Coin6 reached out to the Joint Office of Homeless Service for a response, and while they weren't available to speak Tuesday, Multnomah County said 2 weeks ago that the vast majority of folks are not dangerous who are outside. You know what? I have to call bullshit on that one. And I wouldn't say the vast majority. I would say a decent percentage of them are dangerous because they are mental or on drugs. So I would heavily disagree with that statement. Are there folks living outside in homeless encampments who are not on drugs, who are not mental? You know, if you're living alongside these folks, there's a reason you're living there. And it's not because you're of sound mind and you're able to, you know, hold down a full-time job. That's not the case. This is Multnomah County just blowing smoke, you know, up your backside. Where you're like, no, that's not the case. Because that is literally why we have so many of these stories coming out. Because they are dangerous. If not to others, to themselves, for sure. They're just as likely to be victims of crimes, too. That is absolutely true. These folks, I mean, we've got legislation all over for folks. Hey, you know what? You can't have your homeless encampment on a busy road. Because over half of the pedestrian fatalities in Portland are due to homeless people. So, I've talked about this. You get a drunk driver, they're on a busy street, they're going too fast, as you do when you're hammered behind the wheel making bad judgment calls, and you run over some homeless, you know, homeless encampment, those people get killed. So, yeah, they can be victims of crime too. And don't know how many stories you hear of women being sexually assaulted in the homeless encampments because, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to go to the police and say I was raped and, you know, you're on drugs and you're whatever, which does not make that crime okay. But there's just a lack of wanting to get involved with the whole scenario. And there's the whole see, he said, she said thing. And so there's just this lack of credibility, I think, you know, whether it should be or not. But how else do you explain that this situation goes on so often? So, you know, not only that, but you got people running around with guns. I mean, some of the encampments I have visited, more from the external, you know, I don't want to get too close to a lot of this stuff because they have guns, right? They are not right in the mind and they have guns. So that makes me want to stand off just a little bit because I like living. It's a good thing, right? So that's why we want to get them the housing resources and the sheltering resources. Yes, that would be good. But, you know, the cat's kind of out of the bag here. How are you going to reel all these folks in? You've literally got thousands and thousands and thousands of people just living willy-nilly throughout Portland. How are you really going to address this? Because you don't have any politicians in Portland that, can really address this because they're not willing to drop the hammer and make some tough, tough decisions, which means, hey, we're going to be sweeping. We're going to be cleaning out these homeless encampments. You can't live here. You can't live in the parks, which tends to deter people because they don't want to pick up their, you know, stuff, their belongings every couple of months and move. They tend to move elsewhere. They tend to move to cities that, you know, accept that kind of thing. Portland has become known as one of those things. Hey, just live here. It's fine. You got all kinds of free stuff. You know, keep Portland weird. Portlandia, that whole thing. Dunk on Portland. Yeah. So during that interview, the county also said to fully address the homeless crisis, the city of Portland, here's the county blaming the city. The city of Portland will need to focus on the lack of job opportunities and affordable housing. All right. Let's check these two things out. Job opportunities. What are you talking about? Portland has plenty of job opportunities. That's one thing that I disagree with a lot of folks who say Portland is the next Detroit. Portland has jobs. Portland does have jobs. What do you want? You want to disagree with me on that? That's fine. But you look at the economics of Portland. You might say, hey, a lot of those are leaving, but a lot of them never came back after the pandemic. And those companies are still operating. They're still going. They just don't have their employees in downtown because, you know, they might not make it back out. And sheltering resources. Okay. Do you think this lady is going to be able to stay in some kind of shelter? She doesn't seem like she has any mental wherewithal to make a go of it. She needs to be medicated or she needs to be institutionalized somewhere. I'm sorry. She doesn't appear like she's on drugs. She's just on a mission and she doesn't have her full, you know, mental ability to make rational decisions. I don't think she's all that old either. She doesn't look all that old. She is just whacked out of her mind for whatever reason. But until that happens, Smith said residents should rely on their neighbors first. Okay. Yeah. All right. Find your village. Talk to your neighbors. Make sure you trade contact information and look out for each other because they're going to get to your first line of defense before the police or anybody else. True. That's very, very true. I mean, I look out for my neighbors all the time. Some of them are weird, but, you know, whatever. You can't have everything because some people just, you know, they live in the community forever and you just don't really know what they're up, you know, doing. And then I put up a flag on my house and people are like, oh, flag. Are you a right winger? Are you? No. But on Memorial Day, I believe having a flag flying is, you know, patriotic. Some people don't really get that, but whatever. So for this family in Portland, what a nutty story. This can't be the only example of this. This can't be the first time of this. It's just the first time I have seen it caught in such, you know, it's basically a video. It's a, for lack of better words, an entertaining video from that whole train wreck standpoint. Okay, we know it's going to crash. This isn't going to end well. Well, let's keep watching it, though, because this is such a freak show. Why wouldn't I? Yeah, wild stuff, right? So this is literally what folks in suburban Portland are doing. You know, they got crazy people walking around. And yeah, unfortunately, this woman was shortly released after being charged with a handful of, I mean, she didn't really do anything wrong, but literally, what if she would have been in bed and some guy who really prized his safety had a gun? You know, this could have ended very badly for this woman. I mean, very badly for this woman. So somebody out there has a lady in their life that is, you know, just whacked out of her mind and needs to get some help. And I blame this on the city of Portland. Hey, you got somebody that should be in care somewhere. Because obviously, when you piss on somebody's porch, you break into somebody's house, you take a nap, and then you try and break into a third person's house, probably within what, 15, 20 minutes, something like that. I mean, that's three incidences. This person shouldn't be loose in society, but you've got folks like that all over. Yesterday, I released a short and that I'd been sent a video of a woman at the Seahawks game. She was wearing a Seahawks uniform and she was clearly out of her mind on drugs. And, you know, you've got examples of that. And a lot of the comments on that were, I used to work in that building across the street. I recognized that building and it was in downtown Seattle, either before or after the Seahawks game, something like that. And it was a car trying to exit. You can watch the short if you want. Just another video on the YouTube channel. But she was all over the front of this car and they were honking the horn, trying to get away and, you know, just a mess. A lot of the comments were, oh yeah, I used to work in that building. It's pretty normal. It's just any day that ends in a Y in downtown Seattle. And so, you know, you've got this stuff that's ongoing and what's going to happen? City of Portland doesn't have any ability from my standpoint to reel this in. They've just let it go. And here we are. So maybe this channel does become Dunk on Portland. I don't know. It's so sad because, you know, a lot of the comments I see as well are, I used to live in Portland. It wasn't this way. And, you know, for people that are younger, they've never seen Portland anything other than, you know, Keep Portland Weird and Portlandia. And it's always had that kind of weird, funky, I don't know, not hippie, but alternative, whatever that Portland vibe is. I visited there a bunch in college because I was going down to, you know, either family or had a friend down in University of Oregon, further down in Oregon. But Portland just always had this kind of weird vibe. But going back before that, like into the 70s and 80s, it was a pretty cool town. Did it have homeless issues then? I don't know. You know, I was a kid. I'm in the back seat with my grandma. We're going to, we're going to the mall. We're going to Lloyd Center Mall, I think it is. And I didn't see anything really unusual about it. But then I hear, you know, kids' comments now, like, hey, they're in their 20s or 30s, like, it's been bad since I was a kid. Like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Because the trajectory it's on right now is not sustainable. And yet, I don't see anything that's going to prohibit it from keeping on this path of just more and more things like this going on. Because unless you get these people off the streets and into the help that they need, I don't think it's going to happen. And going back to that affordable housing, the city will need to work on lack of job opportunities and affordable housing. If there was affordable housing available, do you think this woman would be able to make the rent? No, it's not about job opportunities. It's not about affordable housing. It's getting the help initially that they need for either being whack job or shooting up or, you know, smoking the fentanyl or whatever it is that they've got going on that they want to move to Portland to, because Portland will take care of them kind of one way or the other, or by taking care of them, it will allow them to continue living the life that they are. I don't see it any other way. So yeah, this is a wild one. Just people doing crazy stuff because they're crazy. All right. That's it for me on this one. Thanks for being here. Wild story. We'll catch up soon. Talk then. Bye for now.